strong leadership isn't saying, oh, well, now that there has been a major crisis, here we are to help clean up the mess. Yeah. That's like saying, oh, our good customer services, we've got all sorts of good firefighters to put out all the angst and the customer conflicts. No, you don't do that. You try to not create angst and customer conflict by having good leadership in a good organization. And that's what we need in government again. Welcome to another Financial Guys podcast. I'm Mike Hayflick, along with my partner, Mike Spiraza. Happy Halloween, pal.
Yes, we didn't dress up today. Our Halloween party was last week, but happy Halloween to you, too.
We're dressed up like just everyday average Joes.
Yes.
Yeah, everyday average Joe Bidens.
That's what we are. That's the best we can do.
Huh? What? who are you? What are you doing here? Where am I?
Where is my cue card?
where's the teleprompter? I don't know which way to go. All right. Folks, we've got a lot of things going on here, and we're going to start with my pro-Palestinian rioters are now storming Russian airports looking for Jews.
Well, that's not good, and we're seeing this type of hatred across the world right now. This is not just a Russian thing right now. We've gone so far the wrong way, Mike, and this is just another example of it. This is sickening stuff. Our world is filled with hate, and our world is filled with a lot of bad information that creates the hate. So it's a pretty scary time we're living in.
This is these rioters, they flood a runway looking for an Israeli flight. Okay. So, I mean, think about this. You know, Israel's got an Iron Dome defense system.
Yeah.
They have to combat missiles and, you know, basically bombs coming into their airspace all the time. So now you've got Russian airport being flooded so that these rioters can find Jews in an airplane. I mean, this has taken it to yet another level. I mean, this is this is crazy. I mean, this is what one statement was. The state of Israel views gravely attempts to harm Israeli citizens and Jews anywhere. Israel expects the Russian law enforcement authorities to safeguard all Israeli citizens and Jews, whoever they may be, and take robust action against the rioters and against the unbridled incitement being directed at Jews in Israel. I mean, do you think there's going to be any type of repercussion when you've got someone like Putin who openly has been anti-Semitic?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously that stuff fuels the fire, right? I mean, when there's people talking in that narrative and pushing things or not, I should say too, not caring about, you know, certain people, that can definitely fuel the fire. However, at the end of the day here, I mean, I don't care where it's from. This is getting to be insane, right? I mean, there's racist, there's anti-Semites, there's homophobic. I mean, there is so much hate everywhere, right? And now, do I think it's 99% of the population? No, of course not, right? We're talking about small percentages of people here, but they cause the most, they make the most noise, these people, right? It's like in our country, Mike. You know, the left portrays that there is, you know, in the media, you know, racists everywhere. There's not. There, of course, there's racists in America. There's bad people in America. There's rapists and murderers in America, right? But the noise is about this small percentage of the group. But that causes division and hate across America, across the globe. That's what I just can't take it anymore, Mike, because it's causing issues everywhere.
And we used to all agree that the rapists, the murderers, the anti-Semites, the, you know, anti-Muslims, that they should
the
be
razors,
actually
yeah.
held accounted
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
And they just don't have to be now.
Yeah.
One rep, Pramila Jayapal, was on a show this weekend. And
she's the worst.
I mean, it was painful to even listen. You know, she kind of veils her anti-Semitism with things like, well, Hamas, you know, it's a terrorist organization. Yes, it definitely, you know, it did kill, you know, 1,200, 1,300 people. However, you know, there's always the however or but we've got to move forward this way. Like, and then she even went to the point of saying to President Joe Biden, essentially, you better watch it. I mean, you might lose a lot of the Palestinian type vote. I mean, so I want to play some of these and I want to stop it here and there and have you comment, because just listen to this. This is someone in our House of Representatives. This is someone who was voted into our United States Congress, and you listen to the way she frames a lot of the questions that are answered to her.
A non-military solution to the crisis that would neutralize the terror threat from Hamas and also bring home the hostages?
Well, Kristen, I call for a ceasefire or at minimum a cessation of hostilities.
So We need a ceasefire, a cessation of hostilities. Okay, let's talk about this. We've got to stop being so hostile to one another. So she's saying this, Mike, with the backdrop of now into the thousands of people that were killed, just innocently killed. Israel called it their 9/11. That's how bad this was. And like I said, they're constantly fighting missiles being shot into their airspace. Just for their very own survival, they have to basically have defense systems. She mentions later on, the U.S. is one of the biggest supporters of Israel and their military. Well, they have to be, right? We have to be, or else they would get completely obliterated. The death to Israel is a chant that they hear all the time, right? And she's basically saying, we need a cessation of hostilities, Mike. Like, can you even imagine if Israel went unprovoked into the Gaza Strip and just wiped out Palestinians, we would be in an uproar, as we should be, right? She thinks we need a cessation of hostilities.
Yeah, so before, when I was talking about that select few people that make the most noise, these are the types of people that do, right? The AOCs, the Jayapals, mm-hmm. the who's our other friend over there from the squad?
Tlaib,
Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar. Mm-hmm. These are the types of people that are spewing what they spew that causes that divisiveness mm-hmm. and makes it look like, you know, the way that the squad talks and the way that we've seen some of these college campuses, you would think that, like, you know, 80% of our country is okay with this, like, Hamas attack and this group of Hamas people, right? Like, yeah. It's not. It's actually not. 99.999% of Americans think what happened in Israel is totally unacceptable. Mm-hmm. You have some people like these people that think, oh, but they're just fighting for their land. Or they're just no. Fighting for your land is not what we saw on October 7th. And by the way, there's now footage that's come out of these guys training, Mike, mm-hmm. in Iran for this type of attack, right? Mm-hmm. So they were not looking to protect their land or create a military issue. They were looking to attack innocent people as a terrorist attack. Simple right. as that. And if you can't agree with that, Mike, we've said this for 3 weeks. If you can't agree that you can be pro-Palestine and you can be pro-Israel and you can be anti-Hamas, there's something seriously wrong with you.
No doubt. Here's more of Rep. Jayapal.
About 12 days ago. And in that time, since the beginning of this horrific war.
Horrific war. So first of all, this wasn't like, okay, the battle lines have been drawn and we are going after each other. No, this was an unprovoked attack. Hundreds of people at a music festival, people getting basically shot down in their own homes and then dragged out into the street, including Holocaust survivors, women, children, babies. This was not just, oh, suddenly there's a war going on. No, this was now this is Israel trying to eradicate Hamas. That's what this is all about.
What we have seen is now, in addition to the 1,400 Israelis who were killed, in addition to the hostages that have been taken, hundreds of hostages that have been taken by Hamas, what we are now seeing is 8,000 Palestinians who have been killed by Israeli airstrikes, 3,000 of whom are children. We have watched 120 premature babies who are likely to die without the fuel to run their incubators.
This is because of Hamas, Rep. Jayapal, right? This is because Hamas uses these people as human shields. How do we even know it was because of Israeli bombs, Mike? I mean, it's essentially likely to be Hamas killing these people. They harbor themselves in the freaking hospitals and in underground tunnels beneath hospitals, for God's sake.
Well, I laugh, too, and it's not funny, but I just chuckle to myself saying, "How? If you were so passionate about this, where were you when these little kids in Israel were getting teed off on? Or when, mm-hmm. you know, innocent concert goers at mm-hmm. like a little rave concert are getting teed off by right. these terrorists? You don't seem to care as much about that as you do everything else, right? And again, like, look, I've said this a lot in the last 5 years, but this idea that love wins and just get along and ceasefire and, you know, hug each other, just make it work. Mm-hmm. The world has never run like that. All the way back to the, you know, Roman Empire, right. all the way. It's not how it works, right? Love doesn't win. You can't just put your differences aside by saying, "I love you, give me a hug." It doesn't yeah. work that way, right? Right. And when evil happens, like what happened in Israel on October 7th, I hate to say it, I don't know what Israel's choices are. Back down so it happens again, or try and eliminate the problem in Hamas. I'd be leaning towards the getting rid of Hamas personally. Mm-hmm. And if you got to go into Gaza, you got to look, folks. What would you do if Canada did that to us? Tell me. What would you do?
Stand by.
Yeah, I love you guys. You guys are Trudeau. I love you. Don't worry.
Cessation of hostilities.
Yeah.
Well, and you even now have Biden. You have government officials saying, We can't have war crimes now. Israel, you've got to be careful here. You can't just, you know, stop all humanitarian aid flowing in the, you know, southern Gaza area. You've got to follow traditional war rules, right? You can't do this. In fact, Rep. Jayapal says something to the effect of, you've got to get us on the right moral stage, Israel, right? And the United States, like suddenly morality matters. Morality yeah. doesn't matter to Hamas. And Israel needs to get rid of Hamas. That's what everyone should be rallying around. In fact, Rep. Tlaib, Rep. Omar, Rep. Jayapal, they should all be saying, let's all help. Let's help get rid of Hamas. Let's get more troops in there to get yeah. rid of Hamas, save hostages. They think that if you just have this ceasefire, Mike, that suddenly Hamas is going to have, like, second thoughts. Yep. They're going to say, oh, all right, the bombing stopped. Hey, hostages, go ahead. Go ahead. Be free. You know, they just don't get it. Or I think they do get it, but they just don't care. They only care about their own agenda.
Well, and Mike, just to be clear on that, too, again, if you go that route of the let's just put a, you know, a piece on this mm-hmm. and just, you know, ceasefire at all. What lesson does that give terrorists across the world? Mm-hmm. Right. And not just in the Middle East, right? Everywhere. If you're just going to let terrorists be terrorists, that doesn't work so well. Right. And it's not like it's, you know, when you see some of these, you know, shooters, these mass shooters in like we had in Buffalo, mm-hmm. like that just happened last week in Maine. Mm-hmm. It's an isolated person. It's an evil person that does this stuff, right? There's not like 10 Hamas guys running around. There's tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of mm-hmm. thousands, right? You know, these guys, the Hezbollah in Lebanon, there's not like five of them, right? Or one of them. There's a ton. So you have to look at terrorism differently than you look at mm-hmm. like, you know, some random act of evil. Mm-hmm. You need to get rid of these people because they will do it again.
There's no question they will. I mean, they're constantly training to do it. They're born to do this. And that's where, I mean, you have to eradicate evil, right?
Yep.
That's what these people are. Just a little bit more from Rep. Jayapal here.
And we see 50,000 pregnant women in Gaza who are going to either have to deliver their babies or die.
Sorry.
But mm-hmm.
This is the same group, by the way, that mm-hmm. wants to abort children with no rules, by mm-hmm. the way, right? Like, this Absolutely. Is the same group of people. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut
no,
you off.
No,
that just
so
reminded
true.
Me of that.
Go it's ahead. So true. That yeah. There's hypocrisy everywhere with this team, this squad.
Right.
About 150 babies being delivered every day without food, water, or fuel. This is not a situation that is going to help either advance our long-term strategic goals of taking out Hamas, of ensuring security and peace for both Israelis and Palestinians, or, frankly, our ability to hold our moral authority on the world stage by ensuring that Israel follows the international humanitarian laws, or the laws of war, as President Biden has called for.
Moral authority on the world stage, Mike. I think we handed that over as soon as President Biden got into office. I mean, we became a look the other way. We're getting out of everywhere, including Afghanistan, which was a total debacle. And now here she wants to say we need to what? She's implying we need to assert ourselves again, and we have to, you know, be the bright light of morality suddenly. I mean, this administration is far from that. And to think that Joe Biden, who she full-throatedly supports, I mean, it's a joke, just an absolute joke. And, you know, to have these people actually serving us in Congress, it's actually such an embarrassment. It really is an embarrassment. I don't know how anybody supports them unless they feel exactly the same way. You know,
well,
it's the only way they could.
Mike, what's concerning to me is how few people realize where this conflict could and probably is going, right? I mean, we are headed down a path of danger right now, because you look at what they want, right? Whether it's either peace or America going in. You have Lindsey Graham talking about getting boots on the ground, you know. And that's, by the way, we're not picking on just Democrats. We pick on Republicans, too. And Lindsey Graham and the warmongering right is a couple of them. They're getting in. If you get into a conflict with Iran and Russia are buddy-buddy, right? Mm-hmm. And we're already pissing Russia off with the Ukraine stuff. Now, I'm not saying we're wrong or right. I'm just making a point. That relationship is already failing, right? So right. Now you have issues in the Middle East. You have issues in Europe. You have issues with China, because they just run us too, right? I mean, this is a really dangerous thing, Mike, and the conflict is real. And people need to realize that we can't just willy-nilly make decisions because, you know, the Monday morning quarterbacks think they know where we can throw things and do things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is serious stuff, and we need better leadership, literally, from our leaders. And mm-hmm. I know that's it. I'm saying literally because we don't know who our leaders are anymore, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think Joe Biden's running anything. The guy can barely form a sentence. Our military leaders don't seem to know what the hell. When you listen to John Kirby, Mike, or any of those guys, it seems like we'll give you to the State Department. We'll give you. Does anybody have answers? Mm-mm. Does anybody? Because this is World War III potential, and you guys are just, you know, well, we'll see what happens. Create peace and love. Nope, it doesn't work.
Right. And I'd say this, Mike, about strong leadership. Strong leadership acts as a deterrent, right? It acts as a deterrent for things to get screwed up. It acts as a deterrent to, in this case, terrorists, you know, doing things to innocent people across the world. You know, strong leadership isn't saying, oh, well, now that there has been a major crisis, here we are to help clean up the mess. Yeah. That's like saying, oh, our good customer services, we've got all sorts of good firefighters to put out all the angst and the customer conflicts. No, you don't do that. You try to not create angst and customer conflict by having good leadership in a good organization. And that's what we need in government again. We need actually leaders who say, we've got this. We are not going to let this thing unravel as we have. This is getting really, really scary too. I'm thinking more and more about these things. Ukraine, you've got this, what a mess in the Middle East now. You've got all sorts of, now we need to talk to Saudi Arabia about trying to, you know, kind of get back to the table. Let's see if we can iron out some of these agreements. Let's try and bring more peace and stability. I mean, it's blowing up. It's blowing up, folks, under Biden.
And by the way, Mike, this is the same, you know, administration that has allowed Iran and Russia to get richer when they said they were going to, mm-hmm. you know, make them poorer, right? It's gone the opposite way. And again, the reason this is scary is it's going to get to a point, Mike, where something happens where you have to put boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. They're already sending bombs towards our air or mm-hmm. our bases in the Middle East, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to take one of those bombs to kill 150 Americans, and we're in. Because you get back to my Israel point, like, what's America going to do if 150 of our men and women are killed by a bomb sent by Iran? What are we supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't worry about it, guys. It's okay. We'll mm-hmm. make it better next time. No, it's over. We're in, right?
Well,
and that
I hope
scares
we are.
Me. Right, well,
I mean, I don't know if they would. Right. I mean, we saw people be killed in this latest event, and then there are now hostages in the Middle East and Gaza. And I mean, what are we even doing? Like, you just think, if they have allowed this to happen by being poor leaders, can they actually be good leaders and get us out of this? I just don't think so.
It's a great question.
It's brutal. Two more quickie things. Yeah. It's 1 week from election night, and we just want to focus on Erie County.
Yeah.
Erie County has Mark Poloncarz. We have to get him out. Casilio for countyexecutive.com. Chrissy Casilio. That's Casilio for countyexecutive.com. Did you find it odd that he really didn't address the domestic abuse kind of, the allegations, the actual police report? He completely deflected. Did you find that odd or obviously going to happen that way?
No, it wasn't odd at all, because this is the only choice he has, is to pretend like it didn't happen, right? And again, we'll say this in quotes here. It is alleged, but he had no choice. Mike, what are you going to do on that? Yeah, I did yell at that woman. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did hold her against the whatever mm-hmm. happened there. But, I think Mark Poloncarz is flawed and has been flawed for many years, and I think it's going to take Erie County voters to get out and vote, Mike. I don't think there's much more we can talk about mm-hmm. in terms of, Mark Poloncarz versus Chrissy Casilio. You either are on the Mark Poloncarz team or you're not at this point. We're 8 days, 7 days away, whatever mm-hmm. it is. Just folks, vote for change. This is all I can say, because what I can tell you, and not comparing the two, what I can tell you is we've had 12 years of not very much going on here, right? Mm-hmm. But Erie County's not better. Erie County's not more rich. Erie County isn't more safe, right? I mean, so just that would be how I look at it. Forget who the leader was, right? Forget who the leader could be, who our new Erie County executive could be or was. Just look at where you are in Erie County now compared to 2006 or 2008 or whatever it may be. Just think about that. That's how I look at it, because right now I'm like, I don't feel safer. I don't feel richer. Again, some things aren't Mark Poloncarz's fault, like gas prices. I get that. But, property taxes haven't gone down. Right. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I think I'd say to everybody, make sure you go vote. Like, don't think that, all is lost and, we never win. If we all start thinking like that, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
And you will lose.
And you will lose. And more people will leave Erie County, a great place to live. But, boy, there are fewer and fewer people enjoying Erie County and more of us who actually work supporting Erie County.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. I mean, all of the clients you and I both work with, there's such a disgust and a sort of a resignation, but you've got to battle that, folks. You got to get out and vote. One more thing. I had to throw this out there.
I see the notes. I don't like it. Go ahead.
I literally thought of you as soon as I saw this. I was happy to see Kansas City go down to the Denver Broncos. That was kind of a shock. Happy to see the Bills win. A really tight AFC conference. It's getting kind of interesting here as bye weeks start to come now for teams to rest up and get healthy. But now they're actually showing on NFL coverage what Travis Kelce's stats are with and without Taylor Swift in attendance. Did it go to another level of absurdity to you?
I was actually talking to two family members this weekend that are actual, they like Taylor Swift. And uh-huh. They're both even like,
I like her too. Yeah. But I'm on board with you. Like, it's getting, it's almost like saying, let's see how he does if he's wearing boxers or briefs, or let's see how he's doing when he trims his beard or if he doesn't trim his beard. Like, it's just getting to the point of, come on, like, are you kidding me?
And I'm going to tell you right now, as someone who played football and as someone who still coaches football, I can tell you when you get to the professional level, and I never did, obviously, but I can tell you that Travis Kelce, as he's playing the game, and Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. as he's playing the game, are not thinking, wow, we're going to have a better night tonight because Taylor Swift is here.
And they wave up to the suite.
That's not happening. Travis Kelce is one of the greatest tight ends that's ever played in the NFL. He was great before Taylor Swift, and he's going to be just fine without her if she's not in the picture anymore. They had a bad game yesterday. Simple as that. It had nothing to do with who was there, who wasn't there. It had to do with they had a bad game, and good teams have bad games sometimes. The narrative that needs to be put, and this is typical media, Mike, right? Like, the narratives they need to push to try and make things interesting. The NFL is the most interesting product in the world. You don't need to talk about Taylor Swift to make it interesting. Trust me.
Exactly.
It'll be just fine.
Exactly. Yeah. They also do play against 11 other guys on the other side of that line. So
who want to win and make money.
It's not just like playing toss together. Yeah. So we know that from Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and all of our great team.
And by the way, Mike, the other quarterback on the other side yesterday is also now married to a singer. So we don't hear about that very often. Russell Wilson's married to Sierra, who's a well-known, very popular person too. But you won't hear about that because it's just not the narrative in 2023. So
Sierra's got to get out and do a good world tour.
Yeah, exactly.
And raise economies across the universe as Taylor Swift is doing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, to find everything we do, financialguysmedia.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we do This Morning Mics, 8:15 to 8:30 live. Sorry, we do that Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Today is our podcast recording. Every Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we also have two other versions of our podcast. You've got to check them all out. Now, radio show every Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. If you can't tune in, you can go to financialguysmedia.com, find the recordings. We appreciate you tuning in. Keep up the good fight. We will be back next week.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.